Senator Bernie Sanders built his strong 2016 campaign against Hillary Clinton on victories in a series of caucuses, the in-person gatherings that reward candidates who have organizing muscle and passionate followings. The same tactic had propelled Barack Obama to the Democratic nomination 8 years earlier, before he went on to capture the presidency. But that path won't be so readily available to Mr. Sanders and other 2020 candidates. Here's why from Ken Thomas, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Ken, explain.
The Democratic National Committee changed the rules in for the 2020 calendar in an effort to make the primary process more open to voters, more accessible to voters. And the result is that we're going to see a lot fewer of these caucuses on the calendar next year compared to 2008 or 2016. So for people who are wondering, caucuses are these smaller meetings that typically attract more fervent activists in the party, and some states have used them. The most famous one is obviously Iowa, and it's a way in the past that Barack Obama was able to win a lot of delegates in 2008 when he was facing off against Hillary Clinton, and then in 2016, Bernie Sanders used caucuses effectively to stay in the race against Hillary Clinton, even though, you know, he was a long shot at the start of the campaign. And so now we're going to have a lot more primaries, and so the activists and the experts who watch these things closely feel that it's likely to remove an advantage that an insurgent progressive candidate might have, someone like a Sanders or perhaps an Elizabeth Warren in a primary race.
What is it about caucuses that can give somebody an advantage versus, say, a traditional primary?
Well, a caucus just typically involves a lot fewer voters. In order to participate in a caucus, you have to be willing to go to a meeting, essentially, on an evening and spend several hours advocating for your candidate. And then in each of these individual meetings, they'll determine who has the most support, and that essentially allows a state to figure out how many delegates a candidate will get. Whereas a primary is more traditional. You know, you have all day to vote. It tends to attract bigger numbers. And the critique on caucuses was always that if you're someone who has a job or children or, you know, health problems, it might be harder for you to participate in the process. And so what the DNC wanted to do after 2016 is try to give voters a more of an opportunity to participate. And so that's why we're going to see fewer of these caucuses next year.
We're speaking with Ken Thomas, national political reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece entitled "States Shift from Caucuses is Challenging for Sanders and Warren." The lack of a dominant front runner here, as you point out in your piece, how will that play out with these fewer caucuses now?
It's speculative, but what a lot of people are looking at is the fact that you have, four candidates right now who are accounting for most of the support in some of these early polls. And we've always had in the Democratic Party a 15% threshold to earn delegates. So in other words, if you're in these caucuses or in any of these primaries, you need to be able to show a certain minimum amount of support in order to earn delegates. And so Bernie Sanders, is someone who has built-in support from his run last year, and the expectation is that he should be able to have that 15% threshold in a lot of these states. But we're also seeing people like Joe Biden polling over that number, Elizabeth Warren as well, Pete Buttigieg in certain places. And so what this is leading some people to conclude, what we could see is a number of candidates earning delegates early on in the process, on not only in the first four states, but more prominently in March, when we have Super Tuesday on March 3rd, and then later in the month you have a number of contests with a lot of delegates.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Thomas, reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.